hour of our first session in October, because it pretty much everybody here looked like, except Jhana, has a lot of experience with T-Touch. And so I wanted to do a little review. Can I see, where is she? Is she on the phone or? Oh, there you are, Rana, right there. Oh, great, thank you. Yes, could you just, for instance, you were in the class in Colorado in the three days with me and three with Kathy. Could you give us a little review? Like, what did you come away with? Like three things that you learned, and then a question or two. So let's start there.
So the things that I learned was the biggest thing that I learned from the 3 days was the biggest thing was the power of the gentle light touch, and learning the different weights or touches, you know, with one, you know, being on that eye and then working with that incredible lightness to actually feel such a change, as opposed to, you know, like you were saying earlier, that deep, deep massage. So that is very new for me. That was probably the most profound thing that I got out of the 3 days, was just the immense power of that incredible, delicate touch.
And beautiful.
Then the awareness.
Yes, and the body awareness, bringing connection to the whole body through what we call the body blessing. So our interest is in merging of the science behind T-Touch and the understanding, the left brain and the spirituality. And one of the things in the book that my sister Robin Hood puts out, Wrap It Up For You, in that book on page 56, Robin Bernhardt writes about a study that was done by the American Massage Association of 2,000 people. And they did it expecting that to show that deep massage would activate oxytocin. And what the study showed is that yes, there was some oxytocin activated, but the most oxytocin was activated in light contact with the body. And that there was more cortisol activated, the stress hormone, with the deep pressure. And what I wonder about, it's possible that many people really want and need that deep pressure in order to feel. They don't feel otherwise. And we're used to that rush of cortisol from stress hormones. I mean, it's a familiar feeling. So if somebody says, well, no, I need deeper pressure, I can't feel anything. Like, I just touched myself with my thumb right here along this place where I've been having exercise little issues. And when I press in there, holy mackerel, if I just press with a 3 directly on it, it's sensitive. But I can go in there and do a circle and a quarter on it, and I can address, and I can actually go in deep to that place. So what I recommend you do is go in and find different parts of your body where, you know, when you press like you normally do and you say, ow, start saying, okay, I feel you, I see you, I hear you, and then do your circle and a quarter. And, you know, I had the amazing honor to have Mia Siegel, who is our Feldenkrais master teacher, during my Feldenkrais training at the Humanistic Psychology Institute from 1975 till 78 with Moshe Feldenkrais. One summer I shared a house with Mia Siegel, and every night she would put me on the floor. And oh man, man, oh man, sometimes Mia would go into my shoulder and I had so much tightness there, and she would press, and I almost hit her a couple of times. It was so painful. But all I had to do was get her to do, you know, if you just, now, years later, what I discovered, wait a minute, if you just go in with a circle and a quarter, there's no pain. And you can get to that places that are lacking communication and circulation and whatever without pain. And then you can really address them. So go explore your body. Now, Rana, in those, what I'd like you to think about is exploring different ways of using your hands. And like, for instance, our, what we call our basic T-touch that brings the most awareness is the clouded leopard, where you hold your hand up like a big paw, and it's important to keep the wrist straight. Look at my hand a moment. If I drop my wrist down and I stabilize my wrist, and now I do the circles, do that. I want you to feel that. And now lift the wrist, catch the thumb on the other side, because without the thumb, it's a different feeling. Now, feel your level of connection. Can you feel how different that is? Now drop the wrist down again, because in the book, you cannot tell it, because of the position, it looks like the heel of the hand is down. That's not the wrist, it's the heel of the hand. Now catch that. And what it makes me do, I tend not to be able to breathe as clearly as when I lift that, keep this, lift the wrist. Ah, keep the heel of the hand off. And can you feel more mobility, more ability to move?
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that's our clouded leopard. That, and it comes because of a little clouded leopard I worked on in the LA Zoo many years ago, and she kind of had this spot, and that's what I did, and that's why I named it after her. Now, one of the reasons for calling it these names is when I visualize that little leopard, it activates my right brain. And I want us to just keep putting this out to the universe. In chapter 4 on Michael Rhodes' new book, Entering the Secret World of Nature, he talks about the importance of activating that right brain, that sensing feeling, as a that knowing that we have, as opposed to that knowledge. And I'm going to keep bringing this back, because it's what has kept me passionate about this work is, whoa, is this weaving of between both hemispheres. We need them both. So, by spreading the fingers out like this, I can get the greatest feeling. Now, I want you to feel a nuance that's really important. If I keep my thumb off and I move the tissue in 1 1/4 circles, even though you know all this, just do it to your body. Let's take advantage of this. And now put the thumb down and make it, like, have your thumb as a connector. Mm-hmm. Do you feel a difference?
Yeah, it's better with the thumb.
Yes, it's a connector. Now, if I'm working like in your class, I had you all only for 3 days in Colorado. And so I didn't do a, you know, we talked about the different hand positions, but I don't want to stop people because of it. But it's really worthwhile getting acquainted with the different parts and finding their animal names, because we reach out and connect with nature and with those animals. And it makes a difference to the whole when we do that. So what are some of the favorite ways, if you would just put your hands on your arm, where what part goes naturally? What do you like to do naturally? And all of you, I'd like you to try this, though you stayed with us here. Just what part comes to you?
Under this section here.
Okay, right where, because that is a natural connection. Your fingers are on, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because in a way you're using all of your fingers and you're connecting with that part where the fingers attach to the hand, correct?
Exactly.
And that's a form of what we call the lying leopard. Anything that's the underside of the fingers, any part of it. And it's nice to go back Like, if you want to work on your shoulders, lift your elbow. Huh? Support your elbow. Now, and don't support your elbow. Just hold it up there without support and reach back to do T touches. And now feel what happens if you lift the elbow with your left hand, supporting your elbow in your right hand because you're reaching back with your right hand over your shoulder. And now without the thumb being on, just do whatever circles are easy. And then just connect with the thumb. And it's kind of like a motion between the thumb and the fingers. Do you feel that? Yeah. Does that give you like more pizzazz kind of? Do you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
And getting acquainted with that connection, that thumb, finger, hand connection.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some times when you can't use the thumb. It may be too much. If you have an acute injury, too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So play with that a little bit.
Yeah, that helps.
So you can use the back of your fingers, any part, all the different parts of the back of the fingers. And this is how, like, okay, I'll put my hands up like a church. You know, I don't know, as kids we used to do this thing, here's the church and here's the people, steeple and all the people. I don't remember exactly what it was, but we in Slovenia, this was brought into a class. So look, when I use the, I have the steeple part together. You see that parts of the pads of the fingers that come together, that's the part we make a connection with the clouded leopard, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if we flatten the fingers, turn them sideways and connect, that's the back of the fingers that you were saying feels good, where the hand, where it connects to the hand. Mm-hmm. That's the lying leopard. Now, because we've got lots of people with lots of experience on here, there are different forms of the lying leopard. Like when I have the whole thing, all the fingers on, all the way to the hand, that's just the lying leopard. Now, what if I keep my fingers flat like that, and I just use that first section? Ah, that's a leopard, the lying leopard cub. And if I use the first two sections, I can differentiate. That's the teenage leopard. Oops. I'm getting too excited and I need some water. Here, hold on. And I want to you to see this cup. Do you see the rose on this cup?
Mm-hmm.
This is a very precious cup to me. Because it was bought for me at one of the courses in Austria, where we have this 6-week certification training over 3 years. And this was a gift from Tanya Lasser, whose idea it was to have the 6-week courses in Austria. And she organized them, the first ones, and before she crossed the Rainbow Bridge, and she bought this cup for me. So bring just for a moment, let's just stop and bring someone in, an animal or a person, that celebrate and just say thanks to that person for, or animal, for something that they bring to your life. Celebrate someone, two-legged or four-legged. And each time we do this, each time we acknowledge that, we're bringing positive energy onto the planet. That was cute. Hello, who was that barking?
That's little JJ.
That's beautiful. I love it. Now, does any, who is that? Rana, who is that?
That's Jojo.
Jojo. So Jojo says, oh, thank you for thanking me. Hi, Jojo. I got to meet Jojo in Colorado. How cool. She wanted to be acknowledged. A mountain climber. Now, does that give you enough to start going on?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I think it would be worthwhile for you. Do you have my dog book or human book? One of the books?
I think I have the dog book, not the human book.
Just look at the different touches and just get acquainted over time in a fun way.
Okay.
Because the more eventually parts that you can acknowledge, it's just acknowledging those animals who actually inspired me to give them the names.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Linda.
And you don't need any of the names. You can just do it with a feeling.
Okay.
For those of us, don't worry about it. For those of us who are teaching it, and if the more awareness we want to bring, good. But you know what? Just feel it too. So don't just play around. What different parts of your hand can you use? Maybe you can only use your arm. Maybe your hands are hurting today, so you can't use them. Doesn't matter. Find some other part. Make it creative and fun.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Does anybody have any other comments you'd like to give to Rana or about this, or any questions about it, any part that you're not sure about or are sure about and would like to reiterate? So, my dears. Oh, this has been really wonderful, and we're still 20 of us on, and I really thank you for being here, and Lynn to everyone, yeah, thank you for the extra time. It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for being on with us this journey. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Eleanor. And we will see you on Facebook. You'll be getting some emails in the next week about your recordings and some of the pieces that we're going to be posting that are extras. Just one announcement that I put in the chat but didn't speak out loud, and that is, if anybody does want Joan King's book, The Code of Authentic Living, it's actually out of print. And however, her husband does have a few boxes left of the book, and so we have it worked out with him that we will order a group of books at a time and send you the links to make those payments. He sends it to the office, and then the office sends it to you. So it takes a little bit of time, but we can get it to you. So you can email me, and I put that information in the Facebook group, and that will go out in an email also so that everybody can get reminded about that.
And it's a precious book. If you go and try to buy it on Amazon, sometimes it's over $1,000. You know, it depends what's available. I can't imagine anybody buys it, but I think
I've seen it as low as 700.
and I think with the shipping, I think that we pay about 35, isn't that right? Considering
including it really varies depending upon where you are in the country or in the world. So I would have to go back and look at it. I think the average is $35 to $40 depending upon where you are.
Yeah, including the shipping. So it has to go to our office to Judy, and then she ships it out.
Yeah, shipping and tax. And then we actually make a donation to a scholarship fund for people, for biologists who are at Colorado State University where she taught and where her husband still teaches, for her scholarship fund for biologists who are interested in cellular wisdom. So it's really wonderful. So the money goes directly there. We don't actually make anything on that.
Great. Thank you. And Sally, if you want to call me, 808-989-3080. Have a great day. I look forward to being with you. And please share your stories and what this does for you and questions you have. we're all part of this. This is a co-teaching, co-learning opportunity. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eleanor. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, everyone. Aloha.
Aloha.